these young folks in here today. Satan is not going to just leave you alone after one attempt to try to trip you up. Because the Bible tells us that he took him again, praise God, took him up into the holy cities, in the pinnacles of the temple, and said, praise God, amen, if you just bow down and at me and just jump. In other words, tempting him to jump. And well, this will tell you something, y'all. Let me read that, because if you look at verse, I believe it's verse 5 or 6, it says, if thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, praise God, he shall give angels charge concerning thee. Praise God. And in their hands shall they bear thee up, lest thou at any time dash thy feet against a stone. That lets me know, praise God, that there are some folks out there that's living in this world any kind of way. They know somewhere. They know somewhere. See, that devil knew that. He knew that. Hey, I know what the word say, man. You just jump on down. They got some angels out there. They're gonna, before you hit the ground, praise God, they're gonna bear you up. They're gonna catch you. Praise God. But look what Jesus told him. He said, praise God, it is written again. Amen. In other words, he's taking him back to the word. Taking him back to the word. He says, written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. But don't you know, praise God, Sister Sharon, that Satan is not going to stop there? He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Praise God. But Jesus said that I am come that they may have life and have that life more abundantly. Praise God. He said that he tried to take him out. He said, now, wait a minute. I'm the prince of this world. Praise God. And I got some stuff that I can give you. Praise God. Come out here and look at all of this stuff. I can give you all of that. All I want you to do is just bow down to me. Yeah. Praise God. And he said, what did he say? He said, get thee hence. In other words, get behind me, because it is written, praise God, that thou should only worship one God, him only. Can I bring it to us today? You see, this is how it is with you and with me. Satan will bombard our minds with all type of junk. Praise God. But if we have the knowledge of God through his word, I'm talking about, then we have the mind of Christ. Amen. You see, the Bible shows us Jesus, that Jesus is in fact the light of the world. And when we have been born anew, I'm talking about by living and abiding of in his word, praise God, he through his spirit is present with us to do what? To lead us and to guide us, praise God, into all of his truth, praise God. So if we want to have the mind of Christ, praise God, we're going to get it. We receive it by learning and getting knowledge of him. That's how we get it. But secondly, if we want to receive the mind of Christ, praise God, we receive the mind of Christ by receiving his spirit, amen, in our inner man. Receive his spirit. And I must tell every person in here who has received Jesus Christ into their life. Can I see the hands of everybody here who have received Jesus Christ into their life? I'm serious. I'm not playing. Praise God. If you have received Jesus Christ into your life, praise God, that's just let you know that you have received the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to talk about some things in a little while. Praise God. So don't get mad. Y'all happy with me right now. I'm saying that you receive the Holy Spirit in your life when you ask him to come in. And that's a good thing. And the reason I know that, because Paul, when he was writing to the church at Ephesus, writes these words. Put this on the marquee, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. He says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, and look at that word, praise God, out there, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. In other words, when you believed on him, when you accepted him into your life, praise God, he sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. And that lets you know, praise God, today, beyond any reasonable shadow of any doubt, praise God, that if he cracks the sky right now, amen, you're going to get out of here. But if you haven't, you're going to be sitting around here looking, what happened, man? Where did them folk go? Oh, yeah, that's the way it is. Praise God. You see, because I mentioned earlier that how Paul had expounded on the things that were germane to the natural man and things that were germane to the spiritual man. But as I read into 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul now introduces another man. He starts to talk about this carnal man, Deacon Eli. So he talks about the natural man. He talks about the spiritual man. He talks now about this carnal man. And I need not tell you, as I already said, Corinth was the church that gave Paul all the problems in the world. There was divisiveness in that church. Church was divided. There was some division in that church. Sound like the church of today, huh? There was some divisiveness in the church. And let me tell you something. Praise God. One of the problems with division and divisiveness, praise God, that it is a terrible problem. It's terrible. It's terrible in the home. It's terrible in the church. It is terrible in our world. You see, division right now is at its highest level in our country. Since the 2016 presidential election. And I need not tell you that divisiveness can lead to all kinds of other problems. Oh, yeah, it does. January 2021 is a result of divisiveness. That's what it is. That's what it is. And don't let nobody fool you. That's what it's all about. It's divisiveness. Divisiveness. Praise God. And you see, divisiveness, like I said, leads to all kind of problems. But I believe that Paul talks about these three characteristics of man so that you and I, praise God, can see ourselves as God sees us. I don't know if I'm going to be doing any hard preaching today. Praise God, but I got to bring this out. I believe that he talked about this natural man, this spiritual man, and this carnal man so that each and every last one of us can do a self-assessment and have a clear understanding just where we are. Can I talk about all three of them right quick? I'm not going to be too long. First of all, let me hit the natural man. See, the Greek word for natural is a word called Sukikos. I may have pronounced it wrong. That's okay. It means a man who has physical life or who is living. In other words, he breathes. He has conscience. He has energy. He is a living soul, and that's just about it. You see, a natural man's spirit is dead to God. His nature is human. It's apart from God. It is a Christless, praise God, I got to bring this out. It is a Christless human nature. I'm talking about a nature that will not believe, a nature that will not obey, a nature that will not live for Christ. See, that natural man is not of Christ. And that is a verse of scripture that will tell you about it. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Put it up on the marquee because I want everybody to see this. Paul is again talking to that church at Rome. And look what he says. He says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. He was talking about those Romans, those born again believers that were in the spirit. And look what he continues to say. He says, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Oh my God. Praise God. Look at that. So you received him, you believed it, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. So you got him. But look what he says at the end of that verse. He says, now if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he said he is none of his. That's a natural man. Some of y'all running around here trying to convert some folks who are natural folk. I'm not telling you to give up on them. Pray for them. A natural man, the things of Christ is foolish to them. They're looking at you right now saying, why in the world are they sitting up there in church? And I'm out here cutting grass, drinking my beer, and having me a good time. Foolish to them. But let me not dwell on that natural man. Let me switch to that other man. Other man that we see a lot. Man that walks through the doors of these churches. Not just this church, but all churches. That thing called a carnal man. See, because if you look at the Greek word for that word carnal, is sarkinos, which means flesh. You see, the carnal man is one who is not spiritually mature. He is a babe in Christ. Praise God. He is a true believer who has not developed spiritually. I'm not giving you a license to stay in that vein. Praise God, because you need to be moving from being a carnal Christian.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome rule until redeemed.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.